Thank you so much for calling customer service. You reached Debbie. How may I help you today?
Yes, I talked to someone the other day about taking my name off of the list. They've taken more money out of my account, and they weren't supposed to take anything out of my account anymore.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand how frustrating that is. If I could, can I start by getting your zip code to look up your account?
30168, no, I'm sorry, 30122.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Pam Kirkendall.
Yes, ma'am, for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address I have on file?
1615 Old Oak Drive, Lithia Springs.
Okay, are you referring to the charge of the $69.97?
Yes. Well, no, the first call I talked to, they're supposed to be returning the $59 they took out before. I told them I'd send that stuff back. I'm sending it back so that they give me my money back. Then yesterday they took out $69. They weren't supposed to take anything else out of my account.
Yes, ma'am, that $59.97 that you seen was for the end of a 14-day trial. You did not call us back on the 14th day to cancel it out.
I didn't get it until last Saturday. I don't know how you would count from the day you mail it to the day I get it or whatever. I got it last Saturday.
Last Saturday being the 13th? No, ma'am, because on the we have a United States Postal Service, and it said it was delivered to you on February 3rd at 3:29 in the afternoon.
I received it last weekend, and I called them when I saw that they took more money out of my account. I called them Monday.
Okay, because I'm showing that the United States Postal Service delivered it on February 3rd at 3:29. We actually have a tracking number to verify that it was delivered to you. And I do see where you called
it. It wasn't delivered to me. I received it on 13th.
And I do see that on the 15th you called in.
Right.
Let me see. One moment, please. I'm still here with you. Okay, to receive a refund, you will have to return the watch at your own expense.
I know.
Okay, and we haven't received the watch yet. That's why you haven't received a refund.
I know that, but they took out $69 yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. The $69.97 was for a new charge that was made. And it
for
was,
what?
It was for a watch.
It wasn't for no watch. I have one. I didn't get two.
Yes, ma'am, but that is the price of the watch.
Well, they can put my $69 back in my account today. Otherwise, I would do fraud charges because that is fraud. Because I told her not to. She said they weren't taking no more money out. I'm mailing that back to you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as soon as we receive the watch back, it will be you will get your money back minus the $9.95 restocking fee to restock the item.
Okay, I understand that. They were not supposed to take any more money out of my account. So the $69 needs to go back in there today.
The $69.97 was, I guess you made a purchase on yesterday
no,
at 10:08 p.m.?
No, I did not. No, I didn't. I made no more purchases. I have not even gone back in there to site. I told her to remove my name from that site.
Okay, well, you received a pair of earbuds, is that correct?
They're back there in the thing.
Yes, ma'am, and the watch.
They were supposed to be $5.
Yes, well, all you did was...
Both of those are in there.
All you paid up front was for the shipping and handling of both the earbuds and the watch. That was $5.
I didn't even ask for the watch. All I asked for was the earbuds.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand. But what you can do is return those earbuds and fitness watch.
I'm returning them. I'm returning both of them. But I want my money back in my account because that was not even said they were doing that.
Yes, ma'am. You pay for the watch today and you pay for the earbuds on yesterday. And for us to refund your money, we first had to get the product back.
They shouldn't have taken that money out of my account in the first place.
Yes, ma'am, but you did just state that you received the earbuds. The earbuds was $59.97. Then you stated that you received the watch. The watch was $69.97. These were two separate charges, and you just verified while we was on the phone that you received both of them.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That was not what was said in the email when I ordered the earbuds. I didn't even want the watch. All I wanted was the earbuds, and they did not say they were $59.
Yes, ma'am. The earbuds
That's false advertisement in the first place. So they were not supposed to take any money out of my account. She did not tell me that it was going to take $69. That was not accounted for. That money that was in my account was accounted for what I needed it for. Now you're making me short. I need that money replaced back in my account today.
I cannot give you back money without you returning the merchandise. That's like you're going to the store, you purchase and something, you come back in the store and ask them to refund your money.
I didn't purchase it like that.
But you never brought the product back in.
But y'all false advertisement.
No, ma'am, at the top of
y'all
the screen.
Y'all falsely advertisement.
On the website, it has terms
free.
And conditions clear.
I didn't even see none of that.
Yes, ma'am, it's clearly at the top of the webpage right next to home. It says terms and conditions, privacy policy, and contact. And it says you must read and agree to these terms and conditions before placing your order for the 10-day trial plus 4-day shipping trial program.
Okay, well, take my name off of that. Because if y'all keep sending it to me, I'm going to report y'all. So, therefore, don't send me none of that bull crap because that's what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, do you have
I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am. But do you have a return address that you can put it in an envelope and return the product back to us?
It's in the same envelope it came in.
Yes, ma'am. The return address, I said, do you have the correct return address? It's 2066.
Is that the one in San Jose?
Yes, ma'am. It should say 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010.
Yes, I have that address.
Yes, that's where you return the products back to as soon as we receive it. Of course, minus the $9.95 restocking fee.
Can you hold on for a second, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. I have to leave here at probably about 9:15. I'm going to ask her. Okay, I'll ask her. Okay, I'm working on it. Okay. Bye.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as we receive the product back, then we'll be glad to give you your refund back. But we had to receive it back first at that San Jose address.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do to assist you today? While you're on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and cancel this out. So if you just want to bear with me, let me cancel everything out so you won't be billed anymore. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. Did you receive a cancellation number yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, it wasn't canceled out, but I'm taking care of it now. And as soon as I get done, I'm going to give you a cancellation number for your records.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a pen and paper ready so I can give you your cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie. 151-63-28.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you won't receive any more charges or shipments from us. Like I said, as soon as we receive you that watch in the earbuds bet, we will credit your account the money minus the $9.95 restocking fee.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling customer support and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.